The Bush administration is asking Congress for more leeway in how it can spend billions of dollars in aid in Iraq. U.S. officials want to shift nearly $3.5 billion from big-ticket reconstruction projects in order to increase training programs for Iraqi police and to start more projects that would create local jobs. The news comes as U.S. forces battle insurgencies that have stalled reconstruction work in the country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us now to tell us about the shifting priorities. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What do you know about the Bush administration's plans?
Well, according to these spreadsheets that I have that State Department officials brought up to Capitol Hill yesterday to brief congressional staffers on this plan, the Bush administration wants to take most of that $3.5 billion out of sewage, water, sanitation, electricity projects, this kind of reconstruction work. Security and law enforcement would get the biggest increase under this plan, $1.8 billion to train new police, border guards, Iraqi army units, these kinds of projects. I don't want to inundate you with too many numbers, but some of the other spending priorities are $450 million in investment in the oil sector to boost production. That's Iraq's main revenue source, of course. $286 million for job creation programs, more money for small work projects to create jobs, and additional funds to help Iraq prepare for elections, and more debt relief, which the U.S. is still trying to push in the international community.
Now, this would all need to be approved by Congress. Is it going to be a hard sell?
Probably not. When the State Department first announced that it was reviewing spending priorities at a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing back in July, the main complaint then was not necessarily how it would shift resources, but why it's taking so long to do this. The Bush administration went to Congress last year. It called for urgent aid to rebuild Iraq, saying this was a big part of the post-war strategy to win over Iraqis with these big-ticket reconstruction items. And you'll remember that Congress approved then more than $18 billion. By the end of June this year, when the U.S.-led occupation authority closed and this U.S. embassy was stood up in its place, only about $400 million of that $18 billion was actually spent. The Bush administration had tapped into Iraqi oil revenue, but it didn't spend much from this U.S. taxpayer pot. So now the State Department, it says it's spending more. It's gotten up to a little over $1 billion. It's shifting priorities to face the new realities in Iraq. So in some ways, this is the State Department sort of putting its own stamp on this.
Is this an acknowledgement, Michelle, of sorts, that the administration has to rethink its Iraq policy to deal with these insurgencies?
Well, on the one hand, it's clear that funding big projects, these big-ticket items, doesn't make a whole lot of sense if there's no security on the ground. Secretary of State Colin Powell, among others, have acknowledged as much. Also, the idea that State Department officials are now suggesting is that if you can use money for small, short-term, labor-intensive work, you know, painting schools, picking up garbage, that they can create more jobs for young Iraqis and keep them from joining the insurgencies. I mean, that's sort of the hope that's out there now. As for training police, I can tell you that the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Joseph Biden, has ridiculed the U.S. training programs that are now in place. He said they haven't been serious enough, they haven't drawn on past international experience, and his staffers who were briefed on this new spending plan yesterday said the new priorities are just another sign that the Bush administration had no real plan for post-Saddam Hussein Iraq. So that's sort of the major complaint that we'll hear probably from Capitol Hill.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman, thanks very much.
You're welcome.